now, let's find out what's making news in the U.S. thanks to Kia's award-winning Picanto, Cerato and Carnival.
Yes, it's the birthday boy too, Richard Arnold. Richard, happy birthday.
Officially 21. It's very nice to be finally legal.
Get the keys. Nice. Do you know who you share a birthday with?
Not offhand.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, is that right?
Steve
Yeah,
Visor.
We look so similar.
Even Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold, who was just on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Of course, married to Roseanne. So yeah, I can imagine that party. You, Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Arnold and Steve Izard.
That's the weirdest combination I ever heard, right?
Well, yeah. I'd love to be a fly on the wall at that one. Hey, Nellison, Donald Trump making all the headlines there. The FBI director, he's had his say on what on the tapping controversy.
Yeah, if the president was trying to change the subject from all of the Russia connection stuff with the latest tweet storm that he's put out, well, he has managed to do that, and in a big way, because, as you indicate, he's now drawn in the head of the FBI to this drama. Trump has leveled this unproven accusation against former President Obama, alleging without evidence that the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Tower during the election campaign. In his flurry of tweets, he called President Obama, quote, a bad or sick guy, quote unquote, terrible. This is McCarthyism, tweets Trump. In another tweet, the president writes, quote, how low has President Obama gone to tap, spelled T-A-double-P, don't know.
To tap my phones
during the very sacred election process. This is Nixon Watergate, says President Trump. So, spokesman for the former president directly denies it. He says the President Obama never ordered any such surveillance. Now the former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has spoken out, questioned here by NBC's Chuck Todd.
The FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance. Would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this?
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order
yes.
on something like this?
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point, you can't confirm or deny whether that exists?
I can deny it.
Yeah, so a direct response, a direct denial there that any FISA panel, these are the three judges that they bring together in a FISA court to authorize any such secret wiretap. Direct denial, they deny that they ever did this. Then late in the day, the FBI Director James Comey called on the Trump Justice Department to publicly quash this story, saying it's false, it needs to be corrected. Comey is intervening because this charge insinuates that the FBI might have broken a law. Still, the Trump White House is calling for an investigation. So where does all of this come from? It might come from the Breitbart website, the far right-wing site that once was run by Steve Bannon, who now, of course, is one of Trump's top White House aides. The conspiracy-loving talk show host Mark Levin then ran with this.
How many of Trump's people were eavesdropped on? How many had their conversations intercepted, recorded, transcribed?
None. again, there is no evidence. While the anti-Trump New York tabloid, The Daily News, has just a one-word headline on these latest Trump outbursts, that headline reads, nuts.
Nuts. Oh, I'm just trying to get my head around it. So Obama orders wiretaps. Obama gets the information, sits on it, doesn't use it at all during the election, and doesn't release it now. So I still don't, yeah, all right. Let's talk
I
about
I guess the Arnold. Former president doesn't make a very good spy, does he?
Nuts. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's out of The Apprentice. Donald Trump, he'd be going crowing about this, wouldn't he?
Yes, he's fired up a Twitter storm on this as well. The season of the show has just seen its second lowest ratings in the 15-year run now that Schwarzenegger has been at the helm. It was no longer You're Fired, but
you're terminated.
Of course. And that now is the fate of Schwarzenegger as well. But Arnie says in an interview that Trump's continuing association with the show was a big part of the problem. He says, quote, people have a bad taste and don't want to participate. But just last month, you recall, Trump blamed the ratings slide on Schwarzenegger alone, used his appearance at the National Prayer Breakfast, seriously, folks, to ask religious leaders to pray for better ratings.
They hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out.
Ratings tank, said the president. Schwarzenegger then responded, hey, Donald.
Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job.
so people could sleep more easily, said the former California governor. So now Trump has fired up the Twitter machine again with this quote: Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't voluntarily leading The Apprentice. He was fired by his bad, in brackets, pathetic ratings, not by me. Sad end to a great show. So Arnie has tweeted in response that Trump should hire a new joke writer and a fact checker, as the tweets keep flying here.
Imagine if they flexed off against each other. They muscled up. Obama and Schwarzenegger. There's a Obama, sorry, Trump and Schwarzenegger. Dear, oh dear. Richard, thank you, mate. You have yourself a happy birthday.